മുകുന്ദ്മാല സ്തോത്ര വേഴ്സ് 41. നാരായണമൈത്യമുമേവ മന്ത്രം സംസാരഘോരവിഷനിരഹരണായ നിത്യം ശൃണ്വന്തു ഭവ്യമതയോ യതയോനുരാഗാത് ഉച്ചൈസ്തരാമുപദിശ്യാമ്യഹമൂർധ്വബാഹു. ശുക്ലശേഖർ മഹാരാജ് സ്പ്രേയിങ് ഓവർ ഹിയർ, നാരായണ നമ ഇത്യമുമേവ മന്ത്രം, നമോ നാരായണായ. ആൻഡ് മന്ത്രാസ് ലൈക് ദാറ്റ്. Samsara ghora visha. Material existence is characterized by extremely malevolent poison, ghora visha. That is the poison of the enjoying mentality, which makes us forgetful of Krishna and which in that sense poisons us or our capacity to lead our eternal life, real eternal life of service to Krishna. Nirharanaya nityam. So the constant perpetual antidote for that poison is the holy name of Krishna. And therefore, shrunvantu bhavyamatayo yatayo nuragad. Shrunvantu, oh hear it, bhavyamatayo, those who are intelligent, those whose intelligence is broad, big, wide. This is contrasted with Krishna talking about the demigod worshippers as alpamedhasaha, having scanty intelligence. Yatayo anuraga. Yatayo means those who are renounced, those who are detached from this world. So it's the juxtaposition, the placing together of these two words. Yatayo, which refers to renunciate, and anuraga, detachment. That is interesting because those who are detached from the world need to be attached to Krishna. In fact, detachment from this world, whether it be by accepting the renounced order or by practicing regulative principles of devotional life while being in the household order, that sort of detachment in either way is possible only when there is attachment to Krishna. Without that, detachment will be difficult, painful and unsustainable. Anuraga, therefore, to chant those names of Krishna with attachment, with devotion, with emotion. Ucchaistaram upadishyamyahamurdhabahu. So raising my arms, this is the upadesh that I am giving. This is the message that I am proclaiming loudly to everyone. So Kulshekhar Maharaj is actually in one sense giving testimony of the path that he has trodden successfully. If people ask him, how can we actually develop devotion for Krishna and counter the poison of material enjoyment and material existence? It is by chanting the names of Krishna. So he is offering his testimony publicly and loudly so that it can benefit all those who are interested in hearing and benefiting from it. So the core message of this verse is that the holy name is the means to counter the poison of material existence. So actually, the soul can never be killed, but the poison of the enjoying mentality kills the soul's awareness of its spiritual identity, and in that way the soul becomes oblivious to its real blissful life in loving service to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada also talks in the Bhagavatam, in the purport to the verse Tadvag Visargo, that the mundane literature are catering poison to all the people. In fact, it is not just the mundane literature, but the entire mundane culture. Every hoarding, every commercial, every ad, actually they are providing us sense images to our senses that kindle and inflame our enjoying mentality. And the more that enjoying mentality is inflamed, the more the poison in our heart increases and the less we can perceive Krishna. So, to an extent, every day when we interact with the world, we are being infected by the poison. By minimizing our contemplation, we can minimize the poison from entering our consciousness. But still, the poison will enter in some quantity, and the poison is already there from our past contemplation and indulgence and sense gratification. Therefore, the chanting of the holy names is like the antidote. It is the antidote to save ourselves from being poisoned. And if we don't chant regularly and attentively, then it's only a matter of time that the poison will overwhelm us, and then we will lose all distaste and desire for practicing spiritual life. On the other hand, if we chant attentively, then the poison will get more and more countered, and the more we'll start realizing how spiritual life is the only real, natural and relishable life. How life in remembrance and service of Krishna is the best, most satisfying, most enriching and the most joyful way of living. So in this way, the holy name will enable us to reclaim our real life of service to Krishna. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.